Tom adalah seorang budak lelaki yang muda.
Tom is a young boy.
Dia mahu belajar ucapan.
He wants to learn greetings.
Ibunya menolongnya.
His mother helps him.
Dia berkata, "Hi, Tom."
She says, "Hello, Tom."
Tom tersenyum dan membalas, "Hi."
Tom smiles and replies, "Hi."
Tom pergi ke sekolah.
Tom goes to school.
Di sekolah, dia bertemu dengan kawannya.
At school, he meets his friend.
Dia berkata, "Selamat pagi."
He says, "Good morning."
Kawan Tom tersenyum.
Tom's friend smiles.
Mereka belajar bersama.
They learn together.
Tom belajar, "Selamat tinggal," juga.
Tom learns, "Goodbye," too.
Dia gembira.
He is happy.
Sekarang, dia boleh menyapa semua orang.
Now, he can greet everyone.
Tropea adalah bandar kecil di Itali.
Tropea is a small town in Italy.
Setiap tahun, mereka merayakan sebuah festival besar.
Every year, they celebrate a big festival.
Jalan-jalan penuh dengan orang dan warna.
The streets are full of people and colors.
Kedai menjual makanan jalanan yang lazat.
The shops sell delicious street food.
Ramai orang makan pizza dan pasta.
Many people eat pizza and pasta.
Terdapat spanduk dalam setiap warna.
There are banners in every color.
Kanak-kanak ketawa dan bermain di dataran.
Children laugh and play in the square.
Semua orang menunggu pertunjukan bunga api.
Everyone waits for the fireworks show.
Bandar berasa gembira dan hidup.
The town feels happy and alive.
Mark ialah seorang profesional muda di dalam 20-annya.
Mark was a young professional in his 20s.
Dia ingin mengembangkan kerjayanya dan bertemu orang baru.
He wanted to grow his career and meet new people.
Suatu hari, dia menerima jemputan ke acara rangkaian.
One day, he received an invitation to a networking event.
Dia merasa teruja dan sedikit cemas.
He felt excited and a little nervous.
Di acara itu, dia bertemu dengan banyak orang baru.
At the event, he met many new people.
Dia memperkenalkan dirinya dengan senyuman.
He introduced himself with a smile.
Semua orang tersenyum kembali dan menikmati perbualan itu.
Everyone smiled back and enjoyed the conversation.
Mark telah belajar mengekspresikan idenya dengan jelas.
Mark learned to express his ideas clearly.
Dia menikmati berkongsi pengalaman beliau.
He enjoyed sharing his experiences.
Semakin banyak dia bercakap, semakin yakin dia.
The more he talked, the more confident he became.
Akhirnya, dia menukar maklumat perhubungan dengan orang lain.
Finally, he exchanged contact information with others.
Selepas acara, dia berasa bangga dengan pencapaiannya.
After the event, he felt proud of his achievements.
Mark telah belajar bahawa membina rangkaian adalah penting.
Mark learned that building a network is important.
Dia menantikan lebih banyak acara di masa depan.
He looked forward to more events in the future.
Ia adalah pagi yang cerah dan terang ketika berita mengenai penutupan ruang udara Pakistan pecah.
It was a bright sunny morning when the news broke about Pakistan's airspace closure.
Keputusan itu datang secara tidak dijangka, menyebabkan ramai pelancong terdampar.
The decision came unexpectedly, leaving many travelers stranded.
Di antara mereka ada seorang pelajar muda bernama Ali yang sedang terbang ke London untuk pengajiannya.
Among them was a young student named Ali, who was flying to London for his studies.
Penerbangannya telah ditangguhkan selama berjam-jam, dan dia berasa cemas dan kecewa.
His flight was delayed for hours, and he felt anxious and frustrated.
Sementara itu, Janice, seorang usahawan dari New York, juga terjejas oleh penutupan.
Meanwhile, Janice, a businesswoman from New York, was also affected by the closure.
Dia sepatutnya menghadiri persidangan penting di Islamabad.
She was supposed to attend an important conference in Islamabad.
Ketika jam berlalu, rasa frustrasi semakin meningkat di kalangan penumpang.
As the hours passed, frustrations grew among the passengers.
Ramai mula mengadu tentang sambungan dan penerbangan yang terlepas.
Many started to complain about their missed connections and flights.
Syarikat penerbangan bertungkus lumus mengendalikan kemasukan penumpang yang ingin menempah semula penerbangan mereka.
Airlines scrambled to handle the influx of passengers wanting to rebook their flights.
Suara kecewa memenuhi lapangan terbang ketika orang mencari penyelesaian.
Frustrated voices filled the airport as people sought solutions.
Selepas beberapa jam, beberapa penerbangan akhirnya dijadualkan semula, memberikan kelegaan kepada beberapa.
After several hours, some flights were finally rescheduled, bringing relief to a few.
Namun, ramai terpaksa mencari penginapan semalaman.
However, many were forced to seek accommodation overnight.
Kelewatan trafik udara menyebabkan kekacauan di pelbagai lapangan terbang di seluruh dunia.
The air traffic delays caused chaos in various airports around the world.
Akhirnya, impak terhadap perjalanan adalah signifikan, tetapi ketahanan bersinar.
In the end, the impact on travel was significant, but resilience shone through.
Dalam The Accountant 2, filem ini menyelami lebih dalam ke dalam kerumitan protagonisnya.
In The Accountant 2 Feet, the film delves deeper into the complexities of its protagonist.
Struktur naratif disusun dengan teliti, menjaga penonton terlibat sepanjang waktu.
The narrative structure is meticulously crafted, keeping viewers engaged throughout.
Tema penebusan dan morality resonasi dengan kuat kepada penonton.
The themes of redemption and morality resonate strongly with the audience.
Selain itu, perkembangan watak menyediakan tingkap kepada perjuangan dan kejayaan mereka.
Moreover, character development provides a window into their struggles and triumphs.
Pengkritik memuji filem itu kerana naratifnya yang menarik dan persembahan luar biasa.
Critics have praised the film for its compelling narrative and standout performances.
Setiap pelakon membawa kedalaman unik kepada peranan mereka, meningkatkan pengalaman keseluruhan.
Each actor brings unique depth to their roles, enhancing the overall experience.
Selain itu, lagu latar melengkapi nada emosi filem tersebut dengan mahir.
Additionally, the soundtrack complements the emotional tones of the film masterfully.
Pacing, walaupun kadang-kadang tidak sekata, menyumbang secara signifikan kepada ketegangan.
The pacing, although occasionally uneven, contributes significantly to the tension.
Akhirnya, The Accountant 2 muncul sebagai sequel yang patut diberi perhatian, meningkatkan Francis lebih jauh.
Ultimately, The Accountant 2 Feet emerges as a noteworthy sequel, elevating the franchise further.
Kedatangan seni moden pada akhir abad ke-19 menandakan perubahan penting dalam ekspresi seni.
The advent of modern art in the late 19th century marked a pivotal shift in artistic expression.
Ia mencabar konvensi, mendedahkan kemungkinan baru untuk artis.
It challenged conventions, unveiling new possibilities for artists.
Para impresionis, dengan fokus mereka pada cahaya dan warna, mengubah lanskap lukisan.
The impressionists, with their focus on light and color, transformed the landscape of painting.
Kubisme muncul sejurus selepas itu, memecah objek kepada bentuk geometri.
Cubism emerged shortly thereafter, breaking down objects into geometric shapes.
Pendekatan radikal ini berusaha untuk mendefinisikan semula perspektif dan hubungan spatial.
This radical approach sought to redefine perspective and spatial relations.
Surrealism dengan image seperti mimpi, lebih jauh mencabar sempadan realiti.
Surrealism, with its dreamlike imagery, further challenged the boundaries of reality.
Ekspresi abstraksi muncul, menekankan emosi berbanding representasi.
Expressions of abstraction emerged, emphasizing emotion over representation.
Gerakan ini, walaupun berbeza, berkongsi satu benang inovasi dan pemberontakan.
These movements, while distinct, shared a common thread of innovation and rebellion.
Penggabungan gaya adalah jelas dalam karya pelbagai artis kontemporari.
The fusion of styles is evident in the works of various contemporary artists.
Oleh itu, evolusi seni mencerminkan nilai dan persepsi masyarakat yang berubah.
Thus, the evolution of art reflects society's changing values and perceptions.
Sebagai kesimpulan, gerakan seni moden tidak dapat dinafikan telah membentuk ekspresi kreatif kontemporari.
In conclusion, modern art movements have undeniably shaped contemporary creative expressions.